It's the teens, though, bitch. It ain't the not the knots.
I'm talking about in this story, I would have gotten them back then.
I'm too hungry to fucking focus. Yeah. Speaking of which, it's about to be the 20s. You think that's going to... Flappers are
coming
back?
Yeah, I used to, all that shit. I used to joke about that like 10 years ago.
Oh, really?
I remember me and Jake were drinking one time. I was like, we're going to be like 20s guys.
Yeah, hell
we're
going to
call each other Yeg.
Is that what they called each other?
Yeah, he's a good Yeg. You ever watch Miller's Crossing?
No.
Yeah,
God
of course,
damn, you're
man.
Such a fucking idiot.
What's that about?
It's
the best Coen Brothers movie.
Really?
I don't know about that.
It is. It's the best Coen Brothers movie.
Right,
Adam disagrees because he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Shut the fuck up, you plebe.
I'm a plebe. What's the best Coen Brothers movie then? You just fucking disagreeing because you don't even know.
Fargo.
All right, I make a list of movies I should watch.
Fargo is not as good as Miller's Crossing.
Fargo's good as shit, dude. Fargo's good as shit.
Fargo is good. Is like I'm not saying Fargo's a bad movie.
You heard it here, guys. Nick thinks Fargo sucks.
Miller's Crossing is a better movie.
Yeah, but Miller's Crossing doesn't like blow Fargo out of the water. I mean, they're both very good movies, but yeah, right. Fargo...
Did I say it blows Fargo?
Fargo's like
socially
important. I got a list
of movies
important.
I gotta watch. Miller's Crossing. What else? What else goes on the list?
Are we talking Coen Brothers movies?
The movie where a bunch of Adams flock your father's penis and suck the blood out of it. They jump off a cat. Millions of them.
Well,
that
the
movie.
Bug.
Yeah,
he's got,
bug.
He's got a cat named Hercules.
A Bug's Life
cool.
2.
Ants. Dick ants.
Stavros, you have to come home. I have dick ants.
I have dick ants.
I have dick ants again, and I will
and
clean them.
Jewish.
But I will clean them, but you have to pay for it. If you do not pay for it, I will let the dick ants kill your mother.
And I'm on your dad's dick, and I'm talking to my dick, my dick ant therapist, and I'm like, well, I don't know what it means.
Your dick ants are trying to circumcise him.
Yeah,
by biting his foreskin. I told you guys about
our
that.
Our whole
right?
purpose in life is to circumcise.
You told us about
dad.
That. The dick ants trying to.
No.
trying to circumcise your dad.
Shut up.
Dick?
Yeah, you definitely told us about that.
Yeah, I love that.
I told you that story. When I went to the doctor and one of them said I should get circumcised, my dad was like, "What is he fucking Jewish?"
Yeah,
he thinks it's a Jewish conspiracy to get everyone circumcised.
Oh, but of course.
I'll never get.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure I'm gonna do it to my kids.
Oh, you're not gonna have kids. You're impotent.
First of all, I'm not impotent.
Do you have any proof?
Yeah.
I have impregnated a woman before, actually, yes.
I hope I'm... maybe I am
Have you guys impregnated
blanks.
Someone before?
Your boy's a Plan B captain. I've never
Plan
find
B'd
out.
Hella times.
I did, and some woman had like a miscarriage.
Really?
She told me
did
like...
she?
She was like, yeah, I didn't have my period for like 3 months, and then it was like
Whoa.
I was bleeding profusely.
Oh,
and
shit.
I was like, holy shit.
Interesting.
So I dodged a bullet there.
Damn, dude.
That would have been a nightmare.
Yeah. I had to go to the clinic, and it was me and all bad boys waiting in the lobby.
Abort the baby out of your ass?
I was not the pregnant one, Stavros. I was the man.
Yeah. They stuck the little vacuum up Adam's ass. And then the doctor's like, Adam's ass is sucking too much. It's sucking harder than the vacuum is.
We've got a war
get
here,
the backup
boys.
Generator.
She can't handle any more pressure. The vacuum is going to burst.
Scotty doing a
she's
abortions.
Not gonna make it.
Wow, that's very funny. That is very funny.
Greasy Scottish abortion vacuum engineer.
Scotty the abortion doctor.
And she's not gonna make it, Captain. His
funny.
Ass is too powerful.
That's very funny.
That's good shit, baby.
Call me that, whatever that was on Twitter.
Well, that's probably gonna do it for this one.
Yeah.
Come to the show. It's
is this gonna air before the show? It doesn't matter.
No.
It's
I mean,
like
come to
out.
Funny Moms.
What day?
Oh
is
yeah,
Funny
Moms on Monday coming up.
Oh shit! I think I'm booked for something.
What
Monday
for
night?
What?
I'm doing like Good For You, I think is the name of the show. It's one of those like Brooklyn, it's a Williamsburg show.
Don't do some, just do our show where our fans
wait,
come
Good For
it.
You's not a Monday show.
They said October 7th. They said, do you want to?
Nah, dude, we're the 9th.
We're the 9th.
What
yeah.
the fuck is the 7th?
The 7th is Good For You. That's a good show.
What
at Cantina
that?
Royale, it's a Saturday.
What the fuck is Saturday?
We have to shoot the thing.
Oh, yeah, we're shooting on Saturday.
Oh, you can tell people that.
Yeah, we're shooting the web series on
Saturday. It's not the web series.
No. It's not the web series. We're shooting something.
It's a trailer for... we're doing a movie.
It's a full motion picture.
We're shooting a movie in a day.
99-minute
I wanted to keep it... You know, I kept lying about the web series for so long.
Sex comedy.
It's,
Now the truth begins.
It's porn.
Yeah, so Funny Moms, the 9th.
Funny Moms is the 9th. All three of us will be there with good attitudes.
Yes,
and then,
we will.
Stav and I are in D.C. on Wednesday, but I think that's sold out.
It doesn't matter. It's coming out the same day. Who cares?
Oh, also, shout out to everybody that died today.
Yeah, prayers up for Vegas, my hometown, seriously.
P's up, Tom P's Petty. Up for V-Gas.
And P's down for Tom Petty.
And I won't. Suck. And also, by the way,
that's what I listen to.
This is the only news organization that you're going to hear say this. Tom Petty was a terrorist. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Why don't you let that sink into your fucking white male brain?
He wasn't a lone wolf. He was a fucking terrorist.
He was a, that's right. He was a terrorist. Yeah. The Heartbreakers were a terrorist organization, just like Islam. Just like Islam is.
Read the Quran.
Oh yeah, bitch. Yeah.
Read the words that it says.
All right. Well, goodbye.